And the challenges he faces us with are his way of making us stronger, better people. I feel that you should not be asking God why something has happened to you. You should be searching for the answer, because that is what he wants you to do. In one of the readings you heard earlier this morning, from the third chapter of Acts, Peter states, "And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he has foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Peter is trying to make people understand that God has the ultimate power and he knows how to use it. He is trying to convince his audience to have faith in God rather than try to understand his reasoning. Although that may seem like an easy concept, when it is applied to your personal life, it is more difficult to accept. If there were no difficulties in life and no suffering, we would not know how excellent accomplishment and happiness feel. We could not possibly know joy without pain. Although it is difficult to not feel like a victim of cruelty, think of every obstacle in your life as a message from God. Think of it as his way of making you a more experienced person, a way of him enriching your life. This past year and a half, I have been faced with many hardships and difficult decisions, and am guilty of pleading to God for answers. I feel that there are so many things that had happened in my life that were not to my benefit, and I could not comprehend why these things were happening to me. Today I realize that although they seemed terrible and awful at the time, they have overall made me a better, more understanding person. One experience in particular was last year when I was hospitalized with meningeal encephalitis. It was the first week of the new school year, and I already had a sore throat, so I went to the doctor and found out that I had strep throat. When the medication did not work, I went back and discovered that I had mononucleosis. They told me that there was no treatment for that, and that I would just have to ride it out. I never would have imagined it was a serious case of encephalitis. Although I don't recall everything that happened, one night later that week, I woke up in the middle of the night and started having a seizure, which I later found out was caused by the swelling of my brain. I was rushed to UCLA Medical Center by ambulance and was later transferred to Long Beach Memorial. I woke up a few days later in the intensive care unit and had no recollection of anything that had happened. I could barely breathe because of the breathing tube they had in me, and I didn't even know where I was. My parents told me what had happened, and after a few tests, I was moved to a regular room where I stayed for 4 days before going home. Initially, I could not understand why this had happened to me. I didn't understand how I had gotten so sick over the course of a few days. Everything had happened so quickly, and I had a lot of questions. I prayed every night I was in the hospital, and it really did pay off. I made such a great recovery, even the doctors were shocked. They told me they had never seen anyone recover like I did. I know that God helped me heal. There is no question in my mind. Although it was difficult to accept my sickness, I knew God was there throughout my entire recovery. Whenever I feel like something is hard or if I get angry because I don't get my way, I think of how helpless I was when I was sick, and it puts everything in perspective. It is true that you cannot truly appreciate life until you have an experience like mine. I try not to stress out over the small things anymore. I just try to overcome them the way God intended me to, and I encourage all of you to try this as well. Thank you.